And here are the headlines from the year 2016. On January 10th, English singer, songwriter, musician, and actor David Bowie dies in his New York City apartment from liver cancer.
January 28th, the World Health Organization announces an outbreak of the Zika virus.
February 7th, North Korea launches a reconnaissance satellite named Bombing. I was hoping you would get this one. February 7th, North Korea launches a reconnaissance satellite named February 7th, North Korea launches a reconnaissance satellite into space. It is condemned internationally as a long-range ballistic missile test.
March 21st, Barack Obama visits Cuba, marking the first time a sitting U.S. president has visited the island nation since President Calvin Coolidge visited in 1928.
April 21st, celebrated music icon Prince Rogers Nelson, best known simply as Prince, dies from what would be ruled an accidental fentanyl overdose in his home, Paisley Park in Minneapolis.
June 12th, a gunman claiming allegiance to the Islamic State opens fire at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and injuring 53 others.
July 6th, the augmented reality mobile game Pokemon Go is released, breaking numerous records in terms of sales and revenue.
August 5th through the 21st, the 2016 Summer Olympics are held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, the first time in South America.
September 30th, two paintings by Vincent van Gogh with a combined value of $100 million, Seascape at Scheveningen and Congregation Leaving the Reformed Church in Nieuwenen, are recovered after having been stolen on December 7th, 2002, from the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
October 14th, American missionary and aid worker Jeff Woot is kidnapped in Abilek, Niger by militants. He would not be freed for 6 years.
November 8th, 2016, United States presidential election. Businessman and television personality Donald J. Trump is elected the 45th president of the United States in a surprise victory against his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. These are the headlines that made the year 2016. And in 2024, you're listening to XY Podcasts.
Trying to kill us?
Well, no, those were the headlines. I should have suggested you go first.
you tried to set me up with all this, didn't you?
I ain't gonna lie, I sure did.
Oh man.
But it came back and bit me in the butt. I probably deserved it. I was being a dick. Wow, 2016 had a lot of stuff. A lot of it I didn't remember. I remember when David Bowie died, and I don't know how. I guess just so much happened in that year that I didn't remember that David Bowie and Prince died in the same year.
And that I remember that. Yeah, that's major losses.
Oh, a big time. Music changed that year. Music changed when David Bowie died. You know, that was significant. But when Prince died,
punch in the gut.
Oh, it was. Dang. The Groove on Sirius XM, they dang near shut down and played nothing but Prince music, Prince adjacent music, Prince related music. Anything that Prince wrote or anything that he produced was just all Prince all the time for like a week. And I don't know if they still do that on the anniversary of his death. But it was, I mean, of course it was sad because Prince died, but it was kind of cool that, like, you know, it just became the Prince station. So yeah. Anytime you turn on the Groove, you're going to hear, you know, either Prince and the Revolution or Prince and the New Power Generation or Music by the Time.
Right.
Or, you know, Sheila E. or Vanity Six or even the music that he wrote. You know, you'd hear the Chaka Khan songs. Well, I mean, that was actually Prince, but you know, the stuff that Prince wrote crazy amounts of music for other artists. I think everybody was surprised to find out that he wrote Manic Monday for the Bengals.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, he did. There's a ver if you look for it, there is a demo version of him singing that song.
Yeah, I have to look that up.
He also, I think people do know that he wrote "Nothing Compares to You" for Sinéad O'Connor. There's his own version of that out as well. Then, you know, other people covered his music. Tina Turner did her own version of "Let's Pretend We're Married," which wasn't bad.
Well, it's Tina Turner.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a living icon.
So I would say vocally, her version was better than Prince's version because it was still sort of, it wasn't early Prince. You know, he kind of figured he figured himself out by that point, but it still wasn't as polished as his later stuff. So her version vocally sounded better, but his version was better produced, I thought.
Now, since she sung it, do they both have the rights to it?
When she sang it and released it, Prince got paid.
We got paid.
Yeah, he was, and if you recall, he was very, very protective of his music. The only reason that you can find as much of it as you can now on YouTube is because he's been dead for 8 years. Otherwise, you found nothing. He's like, he's one of those guys that feels like he's still alive because he loomed so large, even though he was
Yeah.
a tiny little man.
What was he like, 5'5" or something like
Five,
that?
two, he was like 5'2",
5'2".
maybe
A whole
five.
foot shorter than us.
He was like 5'5" in heels, which he usually always wore, and could dance in them.
Jesus. It's
But
like Gene Simmons with a like the 10-inch boots or whatever he wears.
right? Those are two guys who would wear makeup and heels and could still take your woman.
Yeah, easily snap of a finger.
I remember Gene Simmons made a comment on a talk show. I forget what what show it was. It might have been Oprah, but it was definitely a while ago. And someone in the audience, was a woman, asked Gene Simmons, "How long is your tongue?" And he said, "From here, I could be your best friend."
Oh,
Wow.
wow.
And yeah, and this was on, you know, national television, so.
Well, there was a show out called Gene Simmons and the Family Jewels. And
Yeah, I.
his tongue is real. Everybody used to think it was a cow tongue, like attached to it or something.
Yeah, I did hear that. I mean, and once again, just a rumor. So I don't know if it was true or not. But it was his tongue, but he did have surgery so to augment it to make it longer, something like you know, the part of your tongue that connects it to the bottom of your mouth, something about having that like resected back, so that you know he had more, he could eject more of it out of his mouth.
Right.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
I don't know, because his son has the same kind of tongue he has.
Well, I mean, there's no question that it was like naturally long.
Yeah.
Yeah, Prince, and you know, like I said, David Bowie. My friend growing up kind of got me into David Bowie. You know, he had his unique sound, which
Yeah.
of course evolved and changed over the years, but he was just a complete showman. Really good actor. He didn't do a whole lot of movies, but anytime he was on screen, his performances were really solid. Yeah, so 2016 was it was a sad year. For music, for sure. And it was unprecedented in other ways. The face of politics would never be the same again.
That's true.
It went from business as usual, which definitely not saying was by any stretch of the imagination great, because it was politics after all. But now there's some spice and some zest and a whole lot more crazy on the crazy train. Because some of the sound bites that would be released from the White House were of a type never released before. But that is probably a whole other episode. That's probably a whole different podcast. We could launch an entirely different podcast if we started talking about that.
Trojan.
You're wrong. You're wrong. Anyway, I am Scott.
Am Sam.
And you're listening to XY Podcasts. And we're doing the year 2016, if you haven't figured it out already. 2016 was also a significant year because that was actually the year that we met.
Like it was yesterday.
It does seem like it was yesterday. It doesn't seem like that long at all. It doesn't seem like it's been 8 years.
8 years. And who knew that I would meet my brother on a video game?
Right? That's right. We play a game just in case they get nasty about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because they can. I don't know why a lot of times these companies, they don't want free press. It's weird.
That's why I play a multiplayer game online.
Right. Exactly. From a certain game manufacturer.
Can you say first person shooter?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, first person shooter game. We just happen to stumble across each other.
Exactly. With PvE and PvP and micro purchases. It's oddly specific and yet describes most every game out there. I'm very privileged to be able to count you among my brothers.
And well, this is the motto I go by is the more people you chill with, the more BS you deal with. So we keep it at a minimum.
But no, it has been a privilege, sir. And I definitely appreciate your friendship. And like I said, I appreciate the support. And it's cool that we're able to support each other through some things. And there have been a few things.
I can mention my dad passed away in 2022.
Yeah.
You helped me through that whole year because he passed in January. That whole year, he was one of my rocks I leaned on. And I'm definitely grateful and blessed, and thank you for that.
Absolutely. I couldn't do otherwise. And likewise, I've appreciated your support and prayers as, like I said, I have a family member right now who's going through some things, and fortunately things are getting better. But I once again really appreciate all the support, all the positivity, and mostly the prayers that you've sent our way for him. I can't
always
thank you enough.
You're very welcome.
So
before we go into our list, I do have some good news. I spoke with the fabulous Soul Brothers.
Yes, yes. You did.
They are
that.
A Motown revival group or tribute group. They are a Motown tribute group. The lead singer, his name is Dre Hilton.
Okay.
Talk to him about it. He said everything's cool. Just let him know the details and I can get with him.
Nice.
Set everything up with us.
Nice. Should definitely have him on the pod. 2016 was quite the year for entertainment. I'm dying to know exactly how many duplicates we have for films.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing.
Well, and you know me, I've got 900 honorable mentions in addition to my, my top 10 list. So there's no doubt that there's going to be some duplications.
Right.
But for 2016, there were some really cool films. Marvel had hit their stride. But I'll start with number 10.
All right.
So number 10 was 13 Hours.
13 Hours. That,
yeah,
I like that movie.
Yes. And that was like John Krasinski's breakout role as an action hero. Up until that point, he's, was primarily known for comedy. But, he put on some bulk and grew a beard, and he was a certifiable badass.
And not only that, all the scenic shots they had in that movie, too.
Michael Bay, buddy. Michael Bay. So you can say what you want to about Michael Bay. He seems to draw a lot of criticism and ridicule, but all of his movies look great. And he does know how to direct action.
And all his movies are on Paramount Plus,
which is cool. Number 9 was The Killing Joke, which was a animated adaptation of the comic, the Batman comic, The Killing Joke. For those of you who are not quite as nerdy as we are, or I am in this case. And by the way, I'm not a real big comic book nerd, but I know this book well enough. But it's the storyline where Barbara Gordon ends up getting paralyzed by the Joker. So number eight was The Accountant with Ben Affleck, which I did enjoy much more than I expected to.
That was a good one, yeah.
It was good. Number seven, The Magnificent Seven, which another Denzel flick, which I believe was another collaboration with Antoine Fuqua. And it was it was a decent remake.
That one's on my list.
Not surprised. I bet I have another Denzel flick that is probably not on your list. And that would be Fences.
Oh, you know what? That movie, when he's in the back with his son, he's like, I don't have to like you.
That is an iconic scene. Yeah, Fences, was the film version was it was directed by Denzel Washington, who also did it on stage.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was based on the play written by August Wilson. And if you want a really cool comparison, because as much as I like the movie, as much as I like that scene, the way Denzel played it, there is somebody put a YouTube video out there. It was a comparison scene because James Earl Jones played that, did the part as well some years earlier. And Courtney B. Vance played the son. But they, you know, they do the scenes, they play the scenes like side by side, like one right after the other. You know, the James Earl Jones scene, I think, is first because it comes first. And then the Denzel scene is after. I could be wrong about that. But as good as Denzel's version is, James Earl Jones's version is better. The way James Earl Jones plays him is like, yeah, that's somebody I could see that being somebody in my family from that era.
Where they're not trying to be your friend, they're trying to be your parent.
Right, exactly. I mean, and once again, you know, Denzel's Denzel. He's always right on point. And you know, as an actor, you're looking at both of them hit their beats, and both of them, you know, saying the exact same words, you know, but like I said, it was just so.
I'm about to look that one up.
Yeah, it's I did have the privilege to see a local production of it. A friend of mine was in it.
Oh wow!
But I would, and I'm the right age now. I would love to play Troy. It's just one of those parts where it's one of those characters. It's not a character that you ever want to emulate. You know, in terms of like somebody who's a positive role model that, you know, you're like, oh, I want to be like that guy. But as an actor, he's a complicated character and you definitely want to play him.
Right.
Number five is one of my surprise favorites of, you know, of all of my movies, you know, that I've watched over my lifetime, just because of how powerful the story is, and it's Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, the war movie.
Yeah. True story about Desmond Dawes, who was a conscientious objector. He wanted to serve in the war, but he would not carry a weapon. He said, I'll serve as a medic. He says, I'll never touch a weapon, and he never did. And as some of the incredible stuff that he does in the movie is fantastic on screen, he actually did more than what was depicted in the movie. His true story is so incredible that Mel Gibson was like, I can't put that in the movie. No one would believe it, you know.
But it was real.
But it was real. And Andrew Garfield played him and did a fantastic job. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
Hidden Figures, another true story.
I feel like also, I've seen this one.
Yeah, another favorite of mine as well. Until that movie came out, I did not know that there were black women who were crunching numbers for the space program. So once, if you haven't seen that one, it's definitely worth a watch. Number three, now we're getting into Marvel territory, Doctor Strange.
which you can't go wrong with Marvel movies.
No. And Doctor Strange, Benedict Cumberbatch's portrayal of Doctor Strange was like, to me, his Doctor Strange was like the love child of Tony Stark and Gregory House.
Right.
Because he sounds almost exactly like Hugh Laurie when he does his American accent. But he's obnoxious and self-absorbed and arrogant, just like Tony Stark.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Hugh Laurie sing?
Yeah,
He's
I
pretty
have.
good.
He's got some YouTube videos out there. In fact, earlier this evening during a YouTube crawl, he came up in a feed. We didn't click on it tonight because I've heard him sing before, but he's quite the talented musician. Number two, this might come as a surprise. There's no way you'll see this coming. Deadpool.
Oh, it's another one on my list.
I would have been surprised if it wasn't. And then my number one pick after my honorable mentions.
Mm-hmm.
So my honorable mentions, there's just a few. Kubo and the Two Strings, which kind of surprised me as to how much I like that one. Lights Out, the feature length film done by the same director who did the short. By the way, the short is better.
The second movie to Lights Out is just as good as the first one, though.
I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen it? You got to see it.
I'm definitely going to look for it. But the short, have you seen the short?
No, I haven't seen the short.
The short is actually better than the movie.
You're going to have to send it to me.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
But yeah, and I think it's better because it's just all concept. There's nothing to sustain. So it's easier to execute, but that's why it works. So another honorable mention, Star Trek Beyond. I'll just kind of breeze over that because I know you're a really huge Star Trek fan. The Infiltrator was another surprise hit. That was with Bryan Cranston, based on a true story. And saw that in the theater and really enjoyed it. Another film that I enjoyed more than I should have, because it was really kind of campy, was The Legend of Tarzan with Alexander Skarsgård and Samuel Jackson and Margot Robbie.
All right.
Free State of Jones with Matthew McConaughey, also based on a true story.
That was a really good movie, too.
I enjoyed it very much.
I enjoyed it.
Keanu.
Isn't that the cat?
Yes, Key and Peele. Stupid, stupid movie. And had yes. tears in my eyes laughing, watching it. And
it's like a super bad movie.
sometimes you just need a guilty pleasure. And it was, but I'm not going to lie, it was a dumb movie.
Or Cocaine Bear.
Oh, don't get me started. Next honorable mention is Hardcore Henry. If you haven't seen it, see it.
The whole movie's first person.
It's first person.
Yeah, that's a really good movie.
So Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is on my honorable mentions, but the director's cut, not the theatrical cut.
Okay.
10 Cloverfield Lane, which I did not think was going to end up being on my list, but in retrospect, I actually appreciated it.
John Goodman, right?
John Goodman.
Yeah, okay.
London Has Fallen.
Now, all of those movies, you need to watch all of them if you haven't.
I had a feeling you'd feel a certain way about that one. By the way, I think Olympus Has Fallen, and what was the one that came out with Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx?
White House Down.
White House Down, yes.
Yep.
Same, basically the same premise, just not quite as serious.
And I think Morgan Freeman wasn't in it.
Yeah. My fellow Americans, I wanted to tell you that I'm going to narrate this thing to put you at ease. I want you all to feel comfortable. Anyway, and then finally, Zootopia is my final honorable mention. Good grief.
Zootopia. Cartoon. Watched it yes. in theaters with my daughter.
Indeed. My number one film pick will probably not come as a surprise. Captain America Civil War.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that was, I think that was the first one that the Russo brothers directed. And I think that was the movie that told everybody that the MCU is serious. That's, you know, where they kind of hit their stride there.
What's funny is I never finished that movie.
Oh, really?
Really? I watched half of it and I was like, meh.
But so those are my 10 movies and my, I think, 15 honorable mentions.
I have a shorter list than you.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I know, right? I didn't watch a lot of movies back in 2016. So that's when my youngest was born.
Ah.
Yeah.
So you were trying to get sleep when you could.
Exactly. Which almost was never.
Yeah, like you actually sleep now.
Right. I have six.
Okay.
And I have two honorable mentions and one worst movie.
Oh.
So let's start with the regular. I'm going to start number six, Terrifier, the first one.
Oh, that's the clown one, right?
It is. Yeah, it's really good. I haven't seen two yet.
Okay.
I'm going to go with number five is Traded. It has Trace Adkins in it. It's a Western. Based in Kansas, 1883.
Okay.
About a missing daughter. It's really good. Magnificent Seven is my next pick, which we already went over. Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, the second movie. This is the one with Tom Cruise in it.
Yes.
Not the series.
Right. Micro Jack Reacher.
Yeah, Micro Jack Reacher. The series, he's like this Jack freaking, he might as well be like, I don't know, Muscle America.
Well, in the book, he's supposed to be about that big.
Okay.
He's supposed to be gigantic. That was one of the criticisms about Tom Cruise playing Jack Reacher, was that, you know, he looks more like a Jack Reacher action figure, not an actual Jack Reacher, based on his description in the book.
So, I'll tell you what, though, both the movies, though, I would watch them a million times. He did so good in them.
Well, Tom Cruise's he does tend to be the lightning rod of hate, and without getting into a debate as to how much of it he deserves, I think that one thing that really is kind of not up for debate is the fact that he always insists that his movies be a high quality when they come out. That's, you know, his stuff is always entertaining, and you know, he might be a little tyrant. He might be, you know, really difficult to work with. I don't know. I've never worked with him. I hear things. But, you know, you cannot argue the quality of what ends up on the screen.
So, I mean, I've seen every Mission Impossible, and I'd watch them all over again.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think he's been producing them. I know he's been the producer ever since the second one. He might have been the producer on the first one.
He doesn't skip a beat either. His martial arts are on point.
I don't even know when he studied. Excuse me. He's always had really good body control, even back when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I think if you see, there's a scene in The Outsiders where he does a backflip off of a car hood.
Yep.
And in The Firm, he's like doing handsprings with a kid on the sidewalk. Yeah. So
dude's just insane.
Yeah.
And he does his own stunts too.
Yep. Whether he should or not.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually that will catch up with him. But, you know, because I'm, you know, hearing things like, you know, I want to do this stunt. And the safety advisor is like, you really can't do that.
You have half an ankle. How are you going to do that?
Yes. His safety advisor was like, yeah, we shouldn't do that. So I fired my safety advisor and got another one. And
and now I can do it.
Yeah, precisely. But, you know, like I said, you can't argue with the results. So, yeah, I did see the first Jack Reacher. Didn't see the second one, but I did enjoy it. I didn't read the book, so I didn't have any expectations. But, I heard a lot of people saying, well, he's too small. But that's pretty much the case for every part that he plays anyway.
Yeah.
He's always going to win whatever fight he's in, even though, you know, he's a small guy.
I got number two is Lights Out.
Okay.
And number one, yeah, Lights Out. You can't, it's really good. And the second one, you got to watch it. It's really good too. And number one is Deadpool.
Of course.
And if you haven't watched Deadpool and Wolverine, go watch it.
Right?
Okay, honorable mentions. Central Intelligence with The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Almost made my list.
Almost made your list. How did it not make your list?
There were other things to pick.
And Dark Crimes with Jim Carrey in it. It's the first time I've seen him actually not be funny. This
I
is more
don't.
of a serious,
What's your stinker?
My stinker is all right. Some people may say this movie's good, but it's called Bleed for This.
I've heard of it, not seen it.
Now, it reminds me of Rocky. Okay, it's a boxing movie,
Oh
but
dear.
yeah, the story is stellar, and the fight scenes. I was watching it, and I was like, you ever been to like Temu? I'm gonna use that reference again.
We're probably not going to get them as a sponsor, you realize.
Is like the wish. The wish of Rocky. Gonna wish you picked a different movie to
Well, there have been other boxing movies that have been considered subpar because they don't stand up against the Rocky franchise. I'm probably not going to go out and see that one.
No, don't, you'll have better things to do. Build a puzzle.
So for television, my television picks were hard because
Right?
there were actually, in my case, there were more than I expected there to be, but not enough to like be overwhelming. It's like when I first started, I was just like, gee, I can't find any. And then by the time I looked in the right place, I'm like, well, there's more here than I thought. So I ended up with more honorable mentions again.
That's all right.
But counting down from five, so number five was Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland, which was actually a really great premise. And ended up being a pretty cool story when it started. And they kind of lost their direction a bit, and they end up finishing the last season. It started off on ABC. They finished the last season on Netflix, and
Yeah.
then Netflix kind of pulled the plug on it, and perhaps with good reason. It didn't turn bad, but you could kind of tell that the writing was kind of losing is losing direction. Number four. Yeah, I just realized that all my television picks were actually from Netflix. Number four
There's
was
nothing wrong with that.
Travelers, which was a time travel story. I thought it was really cool, but it ended up being canceled. It kind of ended, but it kind of canceled. They left the door open for more stories, but it did have an ending.
Yeah.
I think it ran three or four seasons. But I liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought it was slick. Number three, everybody can be as critical as they want, or if you want to make fun of me, I won't hear you. But Voltron Legendary Defender on Netflix.
I won't
It
make
was
fun of you for
the
that.
Voltron remake. It was done by the same people who did the original Avatar Last Airbender. Number two, Luke Cage,
Ooh.
which kind of got canceled, didn't get finished because it was part of the Netflix Marvel universe. So I guess if we see Luke Cage again, it'll be on Disney Plus.
I need to finish it too.
Yeah.
I was in the middle of it.
And then my honorable mentions for television are Bull, Legends of Tomorrow, Westworld, Mars, which is one of the few things that Elon Musk has done that I like. Because I'm still mad at him about this piece of garbage truck that's out right now.
Oh, man, the trash can?
Yeah. It looks... Somebody had one of those and put camo on it.
We have like three of them that rides around here.
These people should... never mind. Yeah, we'll never get anything from... We'll never get sponsorship from anything Elon Musk does now.
It's a cool truck, Elon.
It is. It's fantastic.
It's great.
It's so aerodynamic. If there's
Can't go through a car wash, but we love it.
If there's no air, it's aerodynamic. It looks like it's built for space travel.
Yeah. It looks like it holds a lot of garbage.
And then last honorable mention is Second Chance. Which was yet another story about a guy who is put into a different, put into a younger body.
Oh, that's a good show. I just started that one. I have like four episodes in.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it. And my number one pick for television in 2016 is Stranger Things.
Oh, duplicate.
Well, you're allowed.
Yeah.
So, your TV picks, please.
All right, my first pick actually was Stranger Things.
Okay.
But I think they're making another season.
Yes, they are. It'll be the last season.
The wrap-up season.
Strange, though, how a show featuring kids has been out for 8 years.
Yeah, that is a little different. So, my next pick is Lucifer.
Okay.
And he plays the devil so well.
Yes. I'm aware of the show. I never watched it.
My next pick is I have five of these. This is my third. Animal Kingdom. It was on from 2016 to 2022.
Scott Speedman, Ellen Barkin.
Yes.
And I don't remember the name of the third brother, but he's been in a lot of stuff too.
They play like a mobster family. It's really cool.
Yeah. Never. My mother watched it. I never got into it. And because it looked like one of those shows that when you get into it, you're going to get hooked and you got a lot of stuff to follow and it's going to twist and turn. And it kind of had like a soap opera-y format where they may or may not be going someplace solid.
Yeah. When you start watching it, just go ahead and get a notepad and a pen, take notes, make sure you're following the story.
Yeah. I've been a fan of Ellen Barkin for a long time though. And I did like Scott Speedman. I first became aware of him, in the Underworld franchise. He was in the first two movies from that series. And then he did a drama with Andre Brower featuring a submarine crew during like a kind of a crisis. I don't remember the name of the show, but it was short-lived. I think it was actually intended to be kind of like a limited series, a limited run series.
Yeah.
But it was good.
So his storytelling is like the Wheel of Time series where you have to keep up with every little detail.
And yeah.
Yeah. And 28,000 books later. Anyway. I have the next pick is The Ranch. Have you seen that one?
Well, I assume you're not talking about like Hidden Valley.
No. The Ranch is what's his name? Ashton Kutcher.
Oh.
Ashton Kutcher and I can't think of his name. Oh my goodness. Old man with a big mustache.
Sam Elliott?
There you go. That's his name.
Okay. Well, because the other one would be Tom Selleck, but
doesn't sound like a show he'd be in.
Well, Tom Selleck has played cowboys.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. He makes a pretty decent cowboy. And if you can find it, rent Quigley Down Under.
Will do. The ranch is like, he's a rancher, Sam Elliott is, and his son, Ashton, is a football star that gets injured, so he has to come back home.
Oh.
and they take care of the ranch, but it's just a lot of funny stuff that happens.
Okay. Acting. It's like Ashton Kutcher now is old enough to, if he was a football player, would be retired.
Yeah.
But
For
yeah,
sure he
interesting.
would.
But it was, once again, it was 8 years ago, so
Yeah.
interesting.
The last pick is The Tick. The
Huh.
Tick, it reminds me of like a off-brand Marvel show. It might be sponsored by Marvel, or no, it's DC.
The Tick has been
Yeah.
around. I mean, not that show, but The Tick has been around for a while.
That
There, w when you were a kid, there was in the 90s an animated version of The Tick on Saturday mornings.
And I may
And
have watched it, but the real life stuff, I didn't much care for at all.
is it time for music?
It is, yeah, and 2016 was a great year for music.
I imagine it was probably better for you than it was for me, because as you know, this by this point I really wasn't listening to too much coming out of the radio by
Yeah.
this point. But there was a lot of stuff out, and I was surprised that it didn't take me long to fill, because I only picked five.
I did too.
But there were some earworms that year. So really quick. Once again, I'm surprised how many times The Weeknd ends up on my lists. But Can't Feel My Face.
And I love it.
Once again, I'm going back to old reliable, to my buddy, the jazz guitarist from England, Chris Standring, put out Ready, Steady, Flow, which is one of my favorite songs by him. It's just a kind of an upbeat, jazzy guitar flow. Just really dig it. Kind of just it's one of those songs that I put it on, it just puts me in a good mood.
Sounds like a walking song, like when you do your miles.
If I could actually get a version of it on my phone, it probably would be. I've got a few of those. Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake. I don't care if you don't like it.
I like Justin Timberlake. Actually, I'm gonna try to get a ticket to him. He's coming to Knoxville in November.
Okay, just don't let him drive.
Oh, snap. We love you, JT.
Yeah, and this was definitely one of my favorite songs of that year for sure. It was catchy, you could dance to it, and once again, you listen to it and just put you in a good mood.
Okay.
Speaking of very similar songs that just put you in a great mood when you listen to them, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson, and of course Bruno Mars on vocals.
I just heard that song yesterday, live.
Julio, get the stretch. And then finally, Like I'm Gonna Lose You, Meghan Trainor with John Legend.
Wasn't expecting that one.
Figured it might be a bit of a surprise, but just a decent, heartfelt song.
Right.
So those are my music choices. I await yours, good sir.
All right, I have five on the list and three honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right, my first one is Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Yes, you know I'm a Tim McGraw fan.
Indeed. Nothing wrong with it.
Oh no. When I went to see Tim McGraw, we was like five rows back from the stage, and I got a picture of him pointing right at me, and he was right, like I felt like I could touch him. Yeah.
That's cool.
My next song is It Matters by Jimmy Eat World.
Okay.
Very heartfelt. You should listen to it, it's really good. This one's just a fun song, and the bass on it is really nice. Panda. You remember that song?
Came across it in my research. I don't know that I remember it.
Oh, man. It's very repetitive. My fourth pick is My House by Flo Rida.
Okay.
And my fifth pick is Holy by Florida Georgia Line.
Okay. Came across that one too.
Very good country song. Now, my honorable mentions, I have Really, Really by Kevin Gates. I had a chance to go see Kevin Gates and I missed the opportunity.
It's the second time that happened to you.
Yeah, right. You know what my first miss was? Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you mentioned that actually.
Oh man.
That's what I was referring to.
Oh yeah. Well, now you know two of them. It's kind of crappy, but my second honorable mention is Hunting, Fishing, Loving Every Day by Luke Bryan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan's a classy guy. I like him.
He is. I like how at his concerts, too, he'll do a little bit of hip-hop and then go back to his music. And my third honorable mention is The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Yeah, that came up on my research also.
Have you heard the original, the Simon and Garfunkel?
Sure.
Have you heard Disturbs?
I know that I have.
Oh, yeah. It hits differently.
Yes, yes, it does. It's a different vibe.
It is. That's awesome that they gave him the permissions to that song. You know, he recorded it and he was like, how is this all right? Can I play this?
They weren't really doing anything with theirs,
right?
I'm not even sure those two are talking to each other anymore. I think
2016 was a very good year for music, though.
It was. I have to admit there was a lot of stuff to sift through. But like I said, I was surprised that I was able to find what I found as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
But 2016 was a year of highs and lows, and some things that would be highs for some people and lows for others. So probably not unlike this year will be remembered. I think we can stick a fork in this one because we are done. Next year is yours.
Oh boy.
You got it.
Yeah, yeah, I got this one.
Well,
that was a very interesting start.
It was. And
all right, let me take it from here.
Oh, by all means.
All right, everyone, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, write us at our P.O. box. Don't forget to check the description. And let me remind you that everyone will show you who they are. Just give them time.
Well put.
Oh,
so
yeah.
With that, I will say X.
Why?
See you later. And we are out.
Out like sauerkraut.
Out like lights. I'm getting ready to be out in the bed.
Out like bedtime.
Yes, it's.
That's what I'm saying.
It's after one here.
I think it is 1:07.
It is 1:07
in the morning.
And I still have to get my 7 miles in tomorrow.
Yeah. I still got to get out of bed tomorrow.
We should have recorded from the bed.
Oh man, that would have been epic. It would have been. And the new.
So, what's your list for the TV?